Today's episode of News AF is sponsored in part by Wix.com, because if you need a website, why not do it yourself with Wix.com? You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website, and no matter what business you're in, Wix has something for you, because Wix.com is used by more than 75 million people around the world, because they empower business owners to create their own professional websites, and you can do it yourself. You don't need to be a programmer or a fancy designer. Here's how: because Wix has easy drag and drop features and hundreds of designer made customizable templates to choose from, and you can even add video to the background without any coding needed. You can get your website live today. It's free. You could just go to Wix.com, that's W-I-X.com, and sign up for an entirely free account today without even a credit card required. It's easy and the result is stunning. So check it out. Go to Wix.com today and build your own fantastic looking website. I'm Rob Cesternino, and we're talking about all of the news stories for the week that are News AF for the week of January 11th, 2016.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, actual, factual news. And let's bring in the star of News AF. Here he is, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great.
Yes.
I feel great. I've never looked better.
Yes. You have an extra spring in your step today.
An extra spring in my step, dude.
Yeah, you're ready to go. Happy Monday. Happy News AF.
Thank you. Same to you. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? We haven't ever covered that.
You know what? I have a couple of New Year's resolutions, or actually, like, not necessarily New Year's resolutions, but a couple of things that I'm trying to do in the new year. One, I'm trying to journal more, Tyson.
Okay.
Trying to journal stuff.
Is that for your kids' sake, or what's the deal there?
No. More. It's much more for work and time management's sake. I'm trying to write down like what I want to get accomplished every day. But half the time, most mornings, I'm probably hitting on about 50% right now in terms of what I'm doing, in terms of like having time in the morning to actually journal. So I'm writing down like what's the most important thing I want to get done today. But the days that I can do it, I guess it's been somewhat productive in terms of focusing me. And I'm also keeping a food journal also, Tyson.
A food journal?
Yep. Recording my meals.
On a diet?
I'm not on any specific diet. I'm just trying to...
You're on Instagram.
On Instagram. Yeah, I'm not taking pictures of my food, no. But I'm writing. I'm just trying to keep track of what I eat. Because if I'm not keeping track of it, then it just goes haywire.
Does your journal have like a lock? I can't pry?
No, it's all on electronic, on computers.
Huh. Interesting. On computers, you say.
Yeah. On computers. So what about you, Tyson? Are you doing anything special for the new year?
No, I've been playing those brain games on my phone, like Luminosity and stuff.
Yeah, and you trying to beat them before the end of the year?
I don't know.
Or they make you smarter.
They just supposedly make you smarter, but I feel the same.
Yeah, I had heard that about Tetris. Like, people, if you play Tetris for a certain amount of time, you start to look at the world differently.
Well, I've read a lot of headlines that say studies show that playing video games in general improves intelligence in some areas.
Yeah, but Sean in the chat room is saying that Luminosity got sued for not actually making you smarter.
Well, I play a couple of them. These are the ones I play. They're just little puzzle games. And I play Elevate, Peak, Luminosity, and Neuronation.
Yeah. Now, do you do it because you're afraid that you're getting older and you're losing a step or two?
No, I just do it because otherwise I'm just doing something less productive. There's also one called Memrise.
Yeah.
And it helps you learn new languages, supposedly. It just kind of, it starts like you play games based on the foreign language that you want to learn. So it helps you learn vocabulary in that language.
Well, Tyson, I want to congratulate you on, I heard that you won your Golden Globe pool once again this year.
Always.
Congratulations on that. You had 86% of the correct awards in the Golden Globes last night.
It was crazy. It was so crazy.
How did you have such a good feel on what was going to happen in the Golden Globe?
I just know what people like, and I just go based on that.
Yeah. You had sent out a blast on your newsletter earlier this week. Mark my words, Lady Gaga will take home the Golden Globe. So kudos to you once again, Tyson, for getting it all right.
Thank you. And here's something bizarre. I had a full-on conversation about David Bowie 10 minutes before he died.
Wow. Well, now hold on. 10 minutes before he died or 10 minutes before you heard he died?
10 minutes before I heard he died. But I think really it was okay. 10 minutes before 10 minutes before it was announced that he died.
Because there's got to be some sort of a lag between when you hear he died and when he actually died.
Yeah. But this was completely unrelated. We were playing Cards Against Humanity at some friend's house. And one of the answers was going on a date with David Bowie riding a tiger or something. And then we were like, that would be pretty awesome. What an epic thing, because David Bowie's dope. And
are you a big David Bowie guy?
I enjoy David Bowie. I think he has cool music. Seems like a cool enough dude. So
Yeah. You both march to the beat of your own drummer. Yeah. You both have your own signature style.
We sure do. And we don't drum our own drum. We have a drummer drum it for us.
Yeah. All right. So here's to David Bowie, of course, who passed away on Sunday night. So very, very sad news AF to get us started. But we're going to get into, we can't let that stop us. David Bowie would want us to continue on. And that's exactly what we'll do. And let's get into all of the news AF stories of the week. So a big thing going on. Everybody's talking about the big news in the LA real estate market, Tyson, that we have the historic famed Playboy Mansion is now going up on sale for $200 million. Tyson, have you ever been to the Playboy Mansion?
No, never. I don't know that I'd want to. Or like a full body condom.
It doesn't seem like it's your scene.
No, not really. I think they're...
Yeah.
I mean, just from a germ standpoint alone, not even like the all-night party ragers and whatever's going on there. I mean, I don't know how F does it, honestly.
Well, so, the Playboy Mansion is up for sale. They're saying $200 million, which I have read that people think that that's a bit of an overreach for that property, a $200 million property for the Playboy Mansion. And from what I've heard in real estate circles, the property is a total teardown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you hanging out? Yeah.
In real estate circles, they say it's actually not actually, it's a place you'd have to tear it down if you really wanted to make use of that property. So $200 million is what they're asking for. But here's the real twist, Tyson. Yep. If you buy the Playboy Mansion, you have to still allow Hef to live there.
Yeah. So for some people and other people are probably would be annoyed by that.
Yeah, what kind of deal is that? Where you buy a house, but it comes with the guy who lived in the house.
It's not a an unheard of deal, Rob. That's how that happens before.
Really?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
So wait, are you just like waiting for Hef to die then at that point? So let's say hypothetically, you and I, we go in, you know, halves, okay. 100 mil each,
easy.
And we buy the Playboy Mansion. So we move in, we move our families in, and then Hef is just has his own room. And then are we just waiting for Hef to die off?
No, I think the deal would be you buy the house, get to occupy it until Hef is dead. Or until Hef moves out.
Okay, so then we buy the house and then Hef is our tenant.
Yes.
So he is then, it's almost like Hef is doing a reverse mortgage on the Playboy Mansion.
Correct. Or he would maybe he would pay rent on it or something out of the 200 amount of time he was living there. How would you want it to go down? How would you want the deal to go down?
I think that it should be, you should get to live there if you want. And then he's just sort of like your roommate. Because I feel like to me, it's almost like you're not just buying the Playboy Mansion. Well, you probably wouldn't, from what I understand, I don't think you'd want to be roommates with Hef, but you sort of would be housemates with him, sort of like some sort of like bizarro, like college type situation. And then he sort of just has his own room where it's just like, he's your roommate. I think that they might be under the impression that like some guys are really just want to live with Hef and like hear his stories. Like he comes down to breakfast, like, hey, morning, Hef. Like, oh, morning. And he's like telling you all these crazy stories about what went on there.
Yeah, but the guys who want to hear are not the same guys that have $200 million.
Right. That's right. So you think this is like one of those things where it's like if you watch TV during the daytime that like prey on old people, like, hey, do you want to get the money from the value in your home, but not actually move out of your home? Hi, I'm Robert Wagner. And let me tell you how to do it. What you do is sell your house for $200 million. You could still live there. And then when you die, instead of the money going to your family, then somebody will just take over your house.
Yeah. Dave Ramsey can also.
Dave Ramsey is going to get involved?
He's going to get involved too, dude.
He's going to come in and slap the papers out of Hef's hand like, hey, put that down, Hef. You do not trust me. Yeah. You do not want that.
You do not want to. Don't let anybody buy this with credit.
Are you a big Dave Ramsey guy, Tyson?
No, Rachel's family is.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny because over Christmas, and wanted to buy a phone, but because they didn't have a credit card, they couldn't get the phone on a payment plan. And so
he doesn't mess around, Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut it down.
So his whole thing is no credit cards. Don't use credit cards. And the reason for that is because then you avoid payment plans. But the brother didn't have a credit card, so he needed his mom's credit card so that he could start making payments on this phone. I was like, why don't you have a credit card? Like, oh, Dave Ramsey. We went to this Dave Ramsey thing. He said, don't do credit cards. I was like, well, the whole reason you don't do the credit cards is for the payments. So you're bypassing the entire logic and premise of the rule.
Yeah. I've listened to a bunch of his stuff. I know what he's talking about. But so for half, do you think that somebody is going to buy the place? Because I don't see this going well. I feel like that, you know, if Hef then has a landlord, I feel like that if you were the landlord of the Playboy Mansion, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that goes on there that you would not care for.
Yeah, I think there's got to be some type of...
Because what are the rules if you're a landlord? It's like, one, what, no parties. That's usually a big one that landlords don't want.
No smoking.
Two, I feel like you're very... You know, smoking. I feel like you're very concerned about like stains on things. I feel like then you're very concerned about like coming through like, oh, what's that stain, Hef? What happened there? Like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like Hef, if you have to be accountable, and then also if you want to go see the place, you're not allowed to go in Hef's room. You can't even see what's going on in his bedroom.
Is that true?
Yeah. That if you go see it. If your real estate agent if we go over there this afternoon to go tour the property, that they won't let us go see Hef's bedroom.
I feel like it's not because it's so crude, it would blow our minds. I feel like it's more that it's probably disgusting, like more of a Howard Hughes.
Yeah, no,
more of like urine.
I think that's it.
Style.
I don't think anybody thinks that it's so cool it's going to blow somebody's mind. I don't think that that's.
I think there's people out there who still feel that about Hef. I think there are people that still are like, Hef's got it going on.
Nobody has that working theory, I don't think.
Okay. Well, then it was just me being presumptuous.
So we'll follow the story of what happens, but I feel like that who would be the funniest person to come in and buy the Playboy Mansion and be Hef's landlord?
Tom Green.
Tom Green. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the whole Playboy enterprise, but it is very funny to watch exactly how it's going to go down. I feel like maybe this is the point that they should get a reality show going at the Playboy Mansion. Forget Girls Next Door. This is the reality show. Some sort of like $1 million listing meets Playboy.
Well, didn't Playboy stop publishing topless women?
Yeah, well, I think that it's going to. I don't think they have yet. No. I think that's going to be coming up in the next couple of months. They're doing it for the articles.
Okay. Well,
we'll follow this story as it goes on. But I love the idea of like Hef having a landlord and the landlord coming in trying to crack down on the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Okay, Tyson, we were talking about it in the pre-show, but I don't know if did we set it up in the podcast that Danny's not here?
I don't think so, but we can set it up right now.
Yeah. So those of you who are listening to the podcast and wondering where Danny is, Danny is on assignment, right?
He's on assignment. Duty calls, you know, he's got to provide for his family once in a while. So,
okay, Tyson, could you give Danny a vote of confidence against the rumors that people will be having when they're listening to this podcast that we fired him?
Danny will most probably be back next week unless he's on assignment again somewhere. Then I don't know. But for the moment, Danny is just will be back. It's just a leave of absence for today only.
Okay. Because some people are thinking that maybe he quit or we fired him. So you can speak to that he will be back.
Yes, he will be back.
Did he retire from podcasting?
No, I got a text from him last night that said he had to work tomorrow morning and noticed to get a substitute. Although I have some good substitutes in the wings. Like you and I were texting back and forth. You don't know any really funny people that are awake and available at this time. And that's kind of how I
felt. Not too many. Not on short notice.
I tried the few that I thought would work and none of them could do it.
Yeah, give us a couple of days. We'll get a suitable replacement in. So we will have Danny back with us next week, hopefully. Unless he's going to continue to pull this crap, then we might have to look somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't continually call in sick the night before.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Tyson, here's another story that is certainly of interest to me these days. I don't know if it's of interest to you, but a lot of men are considering around our age getting a vasectomy, but, you know, hypothetically, you decide you want to have more kids, or then you remarry, and then your new wife says, oh, I want a kid. And then you say, oh, I wish I could have undone that vasectomy. But there's a new device which will allow you to turn on or turn off your vasectomy via a switch that will be located inside your person. Tyson, good idea or bad idea?
Well, first of all, where is the switch? Is it like in your prostate or if it's inside?
No, it's not in your prostate. It is in the, it is basically in the tubes, which connect your testicles to your body. They sort of like, put like this little switch in there, which you like, sort of turn on or turn off the flow of sperm, to your urethra.
I feel like they should just make an app for it. And then you can turn it on or off via your smartphone.
That's what I was thinking, too. I feel like the actual physical switch, I feel like this seems like a bit of a setback in there. And it's like, yeah, it is a little risky. I watched a video about it. And so it's easy to turn it off. And it's like to turn the flow of sperm back on. It's a little more difficult. You have to like hit like a safety button and then hit like two things. But again, it's just it's not the flow of fluid. It's just the flow of sperm. So your regular function would be fine. It would just be incapable of impregnating somebody while the switch is in the off position.
Yeah, I can see getting that wrong, definitely, with the pushes of the buttons under the skin and stuff. I think maybe like a sink faucet handle on your belly button. Maybe that would be better.
Yeah, I don't know exactly who this is intended for. It seems like maybe this is something that would be very useful if you were an adulterer, where you would not want to impregnate the wrong person, but there are other people out there that you're trying to impregnate. I feel like maybe like some sort of like outpatient treatment might be fine to, okay, oh, I get the idea of like, hey, I'd like to have this turned off for now. And maybe at some point in the future, I want to revisit that. But I don't know if like why I need to have the convenience at any time. I want the ability to impregnate now, but 2 hours from now, I want it off.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like maybe there'd be like big life changes that might happen where, say, you get a divorce or you like, you know what, like you got this vasectomy, but we really do want a kid now or something like that. I feel like that, you know, it just doesn't seem like a spur of the moment decision. Now, let me flip the switch on.
Yeah, are you sure? Are you sure? Plus, on top of that, more money for the get the switch flipped.
Right. And now I have different switches in my house, which are somewhat convenient to reach. And I have those set up to the work with the clapper.
Okay.
Could that work potentially for something like this?
It could until people caught on, you know, because if that's the case,
your friends could mess with you. Yeah, sure.
I'm clapping all the time.
They know you don't want kids, but then they sneak in the room at the wrong moment.
Yeah, or call your phone and you answer and they clap.
So what do you think would be the better way to do? So you say like a Bluetooth app would be a better fix for this?
Yeah, because then you could at least definitely start off.
But I feel like that's so unreliable, too. I feel like there's so many apps that don't work.
Well, they'd have to perfect it. And then you got to also encrypt everything because you don't want hackers hacking in.
Oh, sure. You could get hacked. Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
The more we talk about this, I think it's a bad idea.
It seems like there is some good use for this. I just feel like the functionality of a physical switch is not the way to go. It's like, because the vasectomy is so permanent. I know, I think you can undo
you
it.
You can undo it.
But it feels so permanent.
Yeah. I guess so. But do you really want to switch in there?
Not really.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I feel like, you know, sometimes like just as a like nervous tick, like I'll have like a pen and I'll like, you know, click the pen on and off a lot. I feel like, yeah, I feel like that would be very, you'd be tempted to sort of be messing around with it.
And then let's talk about at what point does a human become a robot?
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you think this is the beginning of the robot cyborg revolution, the switch?
It could be.
You flip the switch on with this?
Yeah, it could be.
What about instead of a switch, what about a dimmer?
To lessen your chances?
Yeah, like you don't want to be totally...
Yeah, you still want the thrill of maybe.
Maybe.
But a
less more, of a chance.
Yeah, a more probable no.
Yeah. So I don't know about this. I don't know if this is really going to catch up because you have to get two switches. Also, you have to get one on each side.
Yeah. Huh. Well, probably unless you have only one testicle.
If you have only one, that'd be fine.
Okay.
So we'll see exactly how the this. What about more sort of a lock with a key?
Like a chastity belt.
Well, not. I don't think there's going to be too many people that would be signing off for the chastity belt.
Oh, you put the key inside like your gut or in your belly button. There's a keyhole and you put it in there and
yeah,
twist.
I guess so.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Or what about a keypad or a combination lock?
Yeah. A combination lock or a thumbprint scanner.
Yeah.
Retina scanner. But then you'd need it somewhere where you could scan your retina.
Yeah. So we'll see about that. If somebody has a some more convenient undoable vasectomy options, definitely send me those links. I'll definitely look into that. All right. So there's a new study that was released this week, Tyson, about emoji and what it means when people are using emoji. Now, are you a big emoji guy? I feel like you're not.
Not at all. I think the English language or all language in general, probably. But I can see it catching on, and sometimes. It's actually maybe reverting back to when pictures and symbols were used more than the Roman alphabet.
Yeah, you feel like they're like hieroglyphics emoji?
Yeah.
So a new study is showing that people on dating sites who are using emoji, they tend to think about sex more often than people who think about sex less frequently.
Really? Because I thought people who used emoji about everything less. So I guess I got that. Or didn't think about anything at all. I guess I got that wrong.
But I feel like that kind of makes some sense to me about the people who are using the emoji. Because I feel like that the more like in your own head you are, I feel like the more likely you are to sort of like write out long paragraphs of text. And sort of whereas the person who is just more like thinking about sex or probably maybe a little smoother can like say it with like a winky face and just leave it to sort of like you figure it out.
Yeah, I guess nothing is... what was I going to say? I forgot now.
Because you get a lot of texts from me, Tyson. They're all pretty wordy, right?
Yeah, let me check.
Leave little to chance.
Let me scan through here and see when the last emoji you sent me was.
Have I ever sent you an emoji in a text?
We're about to find out. Let's see.
Now, my wife recently sent me a text with the gun emoji. I don't think that counts. She was not thinking about sex when she sent me the gun emoji in a text.
Well, gun, love gun.
No, it was not a love gun.
Okay.
It was a threatening, ominous emoji.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not good. She was definitely not thinking about sex at the time. Let's see. I don't think you've ever sent me an emoji.
Yeah, I feel like that it's not a thing that a lot of too much that guys send to other guys.
I don't think that's
I feel
true.
Like that's a,
I think college student you, guys. Oh. First emoji in our conversation.
What was it?
It was you.
And what I said?
A frowny face. Were you thinking about sex at that moment?
I feel like the frown face is probably not often conducive to the beginning of a sext.
Let's see what we have here. Let's see what the whole conversation was. It's when I won and I got to tweet from your account and you wrote up, sent me a frowny face. That was last year.
last year, but it was, I think it was over. We made a Keith Nail 1.0 bet.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So the study showed that more than half the people use the winking emoji to flirt. So that's a big one where you're like doing a lot of winking with the emoji to try to begin the sexual process.
Yeah. And then where does it end with? What's the end emoji?
Well, I think a lot of fruit. I think that tends to be where it goes from there. From what I've read, there's a lot of like sexy fruit emoji. Fruit is code for, yeah, you got like the eggplant or the peach. Or, yeah, there's lots of stuff that is people are using as code. There's Kirsten said what in the chat room is using a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
Watermelon, there's Adam saying. Egg no, you're thinking of the watermelon kid, Adam, from last week.
Yeah.
So people are, because, you know, with the emoji, what's good about that in the sexting is that if you sort of like wrote out what you were going to say, like people would think that you were like some sort of a sicko. But then if you just like sext or text a picture of the fruit, then that's sort of like open ended to the imagination. Or yeah, if the person like, gets mad, then you can say like, oh, I was kidding. That was a joke.
Let's have
a, but if you really said what
you in peach ice cream.
Right, right. Those are my favorite fruits.
Yeah.
Where if you really wrote out what you wanted, then people would probably get offended.
Yeah, I can. So maybe. Yeah.
So emoji are basically like the kidding, not kidding of symbols.
Okay. And it's completely unspoken. You don't even have to really preface it with anything. I'm kidding, but I'm not.
Right.
Kidding.
Like if I was texting you and then I sent you like eggplant. And then you said like, I could just wait on your response. And then if you wrote back like WTF, I could write back like LOL. But then if you wrote back like winky face, then I know that it was like a mission accomplished.
Game on.
Right. So the study showed that there were also some emoji that were really for turnoffs. And they felt like turnoffs were used. The sassy girl, that was a turnoff. Okay.
Understandably so.
They said the lips were a turnoff. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. Not to me.
Why? Why you feel like
I think they're just overused.
Yeah, too big? Is that what it is?
No, I think it's just over general now.
It's played out.
Yeah, it's played out. So played out.
Yeah. And the monkey, they said, was a big turnoff. Now why why are people turned off at the monkey?
I don't know, because I feel like I'd be the opposite.
You feel like that would really get you going if somebody sent you if Rachel sent you the monkey emoji.
Okay, I retract. I would feel indifferent towards it.
Yeah, it seems like it's sort of not really, you know, tangential to anything having to do with sex, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just like that's sort of random.
Yeah.
It's probably more confusing than anything.
Yeah, that's what it is. They have to. What is going on?
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of different emojis and fruit, have you heard about the new social network, Tyson, called Peach?
Yeah.
What's going on? What should we be getting on Peach right now?
Well, our intern, Lita, tweeted me that the new social app had come out called Peach, and it was developed by one of the developers of Vine, I believe.
Yes.
And I got on and got my name real quick just to make sure I could lock my name down. So
I'm going to have to do it after the show. So tell me, why should I get on Peach?
Well, it's pretty I was on it for all of 3 minutes. And
wow.
It has.
And you got a lot done?
Well, it kind of leads you through like a little like learning thing. So it kind of looks like the feed is similar to a Twitter feed.
Okay.
You can only have your friends see what you write, or your friends and friends of friends. So it's
now. Are you verified on Peach yet, Tyson?
Not yet. So it can't be. Okay. So it's you can't do anything public. Is my understanding. So no, like real public announcements. And then it has like.
So you can only talk to your friends
or friends of friends. So by one degree, and then it has. Some built-in animated GIFs. So if you type in the word dance, or you type in the word, is it GIF or JIF? I say GIF.
I think it's a GIF. I think people like it when you say GIF. If you say JIF, people get mad. Yeah. That's what I've learned.
So I say GIF too. So if you type in GIF and then add what the GIF you want to search for is. It'll give you an option and you can share that. You can type in what you're looking for and then it will search it. So like you can type in TV and then a TV show. So it's all pretty straightforward. And I think that's about it. So I don't know if it's going to take off 100%, but it's worth locking your name down. You never know. The next big thing, you want to have your name. You don't want to have to be like
Sesternino Rob or something.
Yeah, Sesternino Rob, like 6969XXX Sweet Angel.
All right, so I'm going to sign up. I'm going to sign up now.
Okay.
And say, I got to do this. I'm signing up on the air on Peach. And then, these social networks are good always before like your parents get on there. I always like to get on it before my wife gets on there. That's always exciting too.
Yeah.
And then I can brag to her about how I'm on a new social network.
Yeah. Meeting new
that
people.
She's not on
meeting
it.
New people.
Right. Meeting new people. Okay. So let me see if this works. Okay. So now it wants my picture and my full name also. Boy, this is not exciting right now.
Yeah, you can do it later.
I like when I can just do it from my Twitter. Okay, so now I'm on. Should I allow push notifications from Peach?
No.
Okay, don't allow.
I don't allow any notifications. I don't want to get notified for anything. The only thing I get notified for are text messages and emails.
And Amber Alerts. I keep that notified on my phone.
Yeah.
And want to know what's going on. Yeah. All right, so Peach is a new thing that they are now allowing celebrities on there. Or people are impersonating celebrities.
So
that's
people
the problem.
Are getting on and stealing celebrity names. They're probably hoping that the celebrities will buy the tag from them. So if Peach gets big enough, those celebrities probably will purchase their names.
Yeah. Is that the way that you basically get a social network going? Is that you just try to make people like celebrities afraid that they're being impersonated on a different social network, and then that makes the celebrities actually get on that social network?
Yeah, and then the crowds follow them.
like, oh, Johnny Depp, I hear people are impersonating you on Peach. Like, what? Like, oh, I gotta get my real Peach account going.
Get my account on the line. Yeah. How much can I spend on every fake Johnny account?
Yeah. According to this, I only have one friend that's on Peach and it's not Tyson. So I don't really understand how this is working. But All right. So I'm sure we'll be following more Peach news as it breaks.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you don't have your phone number set up. Is that why maybe I can't find you?
Maybe that could.
OK. All right. So then let's talk about another interesting thing that's been going on in Australia, where many of our News AF listeners reside. So there is a man who is upset because the Australian government will not let him use his signature as he wants to do it.
Oh,
and so
that seems unconstitutional.
Seems unconstitutional indeed. And his signature is a bit of an emoji also. His signature is a very detailed drawing of a male set of genitalia.
Ooh, did you say drawing?
A drawing?
Oh, you said drawing. I'm
not sure. We have to go back and check the tape on this.
I feel like you said drawing. And
do you want me to say that?
I think drawing is correct, not drawing.
Drawing, okay. But well, I'm sure if you were listening to the podcast version, you could go back 30 seconds and get the correct answer.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I understood what you said. Yeah, okay. I can see
so
that.
So this man, his name is Jared, but he wants to sign his name as a, he's got basically all of the parts, no switch, but he's got all the parts and some hair also. So very detailed drawing here for Jared.
So I would say probably the Australian citizen formerly known as Jared now wants to go by this symbol.
Really? If you're a pervy guy, really Jared is the name you want to have these days.
Yeah, I think so. I guess every Jared.
That's like the in name for pervy guys these days is Jared.
Yeah, there's eventually going to be a reboot of The Surreal Life with only Jareds, probably 15, 20 years down the road with only these Jareds.
Yeah. So
it looks like
this guy started
for a long time, huh?
Yeah, for a long time. And then people have now gotten upset. Now, how are they cracking down on Jared?
Are they cracking down on him?
Yeah, they don't want him doing this anymore. because that he's being called into. He's had to fight this in court twice, and both times he's been thrown out.
Meaning he lost?
Well, no, the case has been thrown out that he actually has this on his driver's license.
Oh, well, then that's how he's signing his name. Yeah, it sounds like he's fine then.
So should you be allowed to sort of make your signature be anything you want?
I think so. I one time signed a speeding ticket with an X after the cop told me to sign my signature next to the X. And yes. He was not pleased.
And so what happened?
He told me he was going to take me down to the station unless I signed my signature correct. And I said, told him that was my signature and I couldn't read.
Okay, how'd that end?
We fought for a while, and then he wasn't going to take me to the station, but he also wasn't going to let me go until I signed it. So I gave him a sloppy signature.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so Jared is now continuing to sign his the male genitalia as his signature, and they're just going to let it go.
Fighting the good fight, man.
Yeah.
So he signs, he's essentially got an emoji as a signature. So what does that tell us about Jared?
Basically, well, shouldn't he have just gone with the eggplant emoji?
Yeah, or the banana?
Would that have been a problem if he would have just been signing an eggplant all this time as a signature?
Well, I feel like cards with his signature on them. And if it's his a credit card, then you flip it on the back and there's a picture of a dong. And you're like, I feel like this was stolen or something. Because, you know, like here it has his proof of age card and it's his like his school ID. And then he has his driver's license, same signature. He's got his healthcare card, same signature. But the signature isn't identical every time, which makes me think he doesn't sign it that often. And that maybe, you know, maybe he's just doing this for some publicity.
I think so. Also, in fairness, if you were going to steal this guy's credit card, though, unless you knew everything about him, I mean, I feel like this is a pretty safe way to protect his identity. I mean, probably not having his credit cards all over the internet. But if you were just like, if you didn't know this about this guy and you tried to like steal his credit card and then sign for it at the store or like forge, like endorse a check from his and like you wrote his name out and like, well, this does not match the signature we have on file. This Jared, your signature is very clearly male genitalia. You've written out the name. This is obviously a forgery.
Yeah. Plus there's the shame of that. You know, let's say you're like at the store and they're like, okay, now sign your signature. We saw this guy in the news and you're like, ah, okay. And there's like families watching you sign and old ladies and everything. Yeah. So
I kind of think that he's onto something. Like, I feel like just like if you go on like on one of my banking websites, like they have like a picture of like that you shows that you're not being phished or anything like that. And you have to like type in what the picture is. I think that everybody should get a picture and then you have to draw that picture on the thing. And it's like if you go buy something at the store and your picture is like a slice of pizza, but you draw an umbrella, then they could who's the person that can tell like forged signatures? Like, oh, that's the R is different. This is obviously a forgery.
I don't know. Probably. I feel like I could forge signatures pretty handily if I really put my mind to it.
Right. But if you didn't know that my emoji is the umbrella and then you made like a
that would be difficult. That'd be completely impossible. Yeah.
You wouldn't know. So I think this guy's onto something. All right. So we'll follow up on that story.
So what's your new signature going to be?
Oh, I can't say it on the podcast.
Tell me now.
I'll send you an emoji text with it.
Okay, cool. I look forward to that.
All right, Tyson, let's take a moment and thank one of our sponsors for the podcast, another friend over at TrueCar, because before people listen to News AF, it would be difficult to find clarity on what were the top news stories of the week. It could also be tricky to find the right price of a new car. That is before you got on TrueCar.com or the TrueCar mobile app, because with TrueCar, you could pick out all of the features that you want in a car, and then you can see exactly what other people are paying for that new car without having to go and haggle. Don't you hate haggling, Tyson?
Oh, I hate haggling.
Haggling's pretty much the worst.
By far.
And so it's really terrible. And so now with TrueCar, people are saving an average of over $3,000 off MSRP without any hassles or headaches. It's how car buying was meant to be. Over 2 million cars have been sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and there's over 10,000 dealers in the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. You could work directly with one of them when you visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app and start saving. TrueCar, never overpay.
They really perfected the car buying experience.
It's really perfect. Now, Tyson, tell me if this is going to be something of interest to you. The CEO of Tesla predicted that Tesla vehicles,
yes,
you'll be able to call your car from the other side of the country and it can come and pick you up. So you could be in New York and you could call your Tesla in Los Angeles and will drive to you in New York. Are you in on it or out on this?
Oh, I'm totally in, dude. So let's say you fly to New York, but you want your car there, York without you, and fly to New York. Oh, dude. Or, Rob, another scenario, go pick your mom up, Rob. You have a Tesla. You have the Tesla go pick your mom up and bring her to you. Or drive her to the grocery store if she needs right there. Whatever. Oh, dude. Driverless cars. I have been waiting my entire life for this. I hate driving so bad.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Now,
you can sleep in the back seat and have your car drive you. That's for sure. Kristen said, what? Asked us why not do that. But a cross-country trip from Los Angeles to New York is still like a 35-hour driving straight. Right?
It's taxing.
So you don't want to sit in the back seat for that long. So that's why you fly and have your car meet you there.
Right. You hear Jeff Probst is driving a Tesla these days?
A lot of people are. He's not the first.
Yeah. He's not the first.
But that's cool. That's a cool car. One of my good friends has one. He just sold it though.
Yeah. Now, Tyson, are you excited for driverless bikes?
No, I don't care about that.
Yeah. You don't like this idea?
I think the driverless cars will make cycling safer too, though.
Yeah, but you could be in New York and it's like, oh, my bicycle is back in Utah.
Oh,
I could summon my bicycle to come and ride all the way to New York and then I'll have my bicycle here.
Yeah, actually, I do. That's a good idea. I could do that.
I mean, you could be on your bike and you could take a nap and then your bicycle will go home.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually. I don't mind that idea at all. You're on really onto something. Yeah. But here's the thing, Rob. Let's say you summon your Tesla and it gets a flat tire along the way somewhere.
What does it do? Do you have to go fix it then? Do you have to go find where it is and go fix it?
I am imagining there's a GPS tracking on it and you can probably send Tesla to go fix it, but I don't really know how that works.
Maybe like there's a mechanic that has a Tesla and then the mechanic, his Tesla will bring him to the broken Tesla.
Huh. Yeah, that could be.
Maybe.
And he's just constantly driving around.
Yeah. Tyson, have you played around at all with anything virtual reality yet?
Google Glass, is that not Google Glass? Google Cardboard.
You have Google Cardboard? You have one of those?
You tell me.
You have a lot, mostly Google everything. Yeah, so you have that?
I have it. This is my cheap set. I have a nicer set too.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I like it. It's
fun to play around with. Pretty good. But it's not like something that I would spend like every waking hour in.
Are you going to get Oculus Rift?
How much is it?
I don't know. It's coming out soon. But they're saying now that they're going to start using virtual reality for a lot of different things. One of them is to help astronauts who are homesick.
Yeah, I feel like you could help anybody who's homesick.
Yeah,
they are only,
I guess so.
Only going to help astronauts that are dealing with homesickness.
I feel like that if anything, I would rather be on Earth and using virtual reality to think that I went to space and then not actually have to go to space
to be an astronaut.
It seems like kind of a waste to send astronauts into space and then have them do virtual reality that they're not in space.
Okay, so now that you guys are all up here, it's actually like to be a citizen of Earth. So put these goggles on. And live a day in the life, man.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a great sell.
Would you pay $500 for Oculus Rift?
No. Would you?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's that much stuff to do yet.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And on top of that, I have a Google Cardboard and this was like $12.
Yeah. No, I got the Google Cardboard and it was cool, but there's just not that much stuff to do on it.
Yeah. It's just you do the little tutorial stuff and that's about it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think they got to work on some more stuff for the Google Cardboard and before we start spending a lot of money on it. But do you think that we'll all just be sitting there with like in our driverless cars watching virtual reality stuff?
Probably. Dr. Judge Dredd was not far off. God, who would have thought that out of all the movies ever created, Judge Dredd was the one that got it the most correct?
Yeah, that was the one that predicted everything.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Tyson, did you follow the saga of the pizza rat over the summer?
No, I never followed the saga of the pizza rat.
So there was the whole video of the pizza rat that everybody was following. Of there was the rat with the slice of pizza, but now people are saying that maybe that was fake.
Huh?
Does that blow your mind?
What does the man who submitted it say?
Well, the man that submitted it, I believe that he's not saying anything. But somebody came up with an elaborate theory that say that the man who was sleeping in the video when the pizza rat crawls on him is actually a performance artist, and that there were trained rats involved with making this video.
Hmm. I've had rats crawl on me before while I was asleep.
When?
When I was a missionary in the Philippines.
Yes. And did they take your pizza?
I didn't think I had any pizza, but they took other stuff, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were there.
Yeah.
You know, rats go where the food is.
And, yeah. And so the pizza rat, you know, the guy is sitting there, and then the rat jumps on him.
Okay.
And it wants his pizza.
And what's he got? just hanging out of his mouth, or what's going on?
Yeah, he's holding it. Okay. But so people are saying that the guy is a performance artist. So is this an actual craptual story, pizza rat, after all this time?
Or is this an original Banksy?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see what the rat does next.
Yeah, everybody stay tuned.
Could you do actual virtual reality with your Oculus Rift to be the guy who has the rat on him?
And how do you mean? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could. So the rat comes up and takes the pizza out of your mouth.
Right. You don't want a real rat crawling on you.
Yeah, but a virtual rat has virtually no germs.
Yeah, that would be the ideal way to experience the pizza rat. All right. Tyson, you want to take a phone call?
Yes.
Who's okay, all right, let's bring in Adam. Here's Adam. He has a news story that he wants to talk to us about.
Straight from down under.
From down under.
Adam.
Yes.
Are you friends with Jared, the guy who has the phallus signature?
Well, like,
do you know that guy?
Well, this is the thing. Like, food are big. I think I need to apologize that these Australians keep creating these horrible ideas. Like, I don't know which Australians these aren't Australians that I want to associate with, and I'm embarrassed, quite frankly.
Adam, you're embarrassed over the phallus signature guy.
Yes, yes.
Adam, you know your entire country was founded by convicts.
Yeah.
Yes, but then my defense for that is I'm not...
Wasn't it a penal colony?
Yes, it was a penal colony. But my defense for that, Tyson, is my descendants are actually Egyptian, so I actually got the hieroglyphic emoji thing going for me, not the convict thing going for me. So I'm good on that front.
Okay.
All right, so Adam, what's going on? What's the news AF story that you want to talk about?
Well, I thought this would be hot news because we all know that El Chapo, the Mexican drug lord that is on the run, Sean Penn has secured an interview with the great El Chapo, and it's, you know, caused a bit of thank God, right, that we know that the Harvey Milk himself can give us his opinions on El Chapo, and they interviewed him in his hideout. So for those who don't know, he started out in business not long after turning 6, selling oranges and soft drinks, and then by 15, he said in an interview conducted in a jungle clearing by the actor and director Sean Penn for Rolling Stone magazine that he had begun to grow marijuana and poppies because there was no other way for his impoverished family to survive. So what do we think about this? And I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Wait, so hold on. So what are you asking about? That Sean Penn interviewed El Chapo, or that they found El Chapo because of Sean Penn?
Well, both. Like, let's talk about the Sean Penn thing and what we think about that. And then what we think about the fact that
Set up the story first, just because I know a lot of people turn to News AF to get their news. So Sean Penn interviewed El Chapo for Rolling Stone, but it was due to Sean Penn's interview that was how they were able to finally apprehend El Chapo. And a lot of people felt like that maybe Sean Penn is going to get whacked over this, Tyson. Are you worried for Sean Penn?
I'm almost never worried for Sean Penn. I picture Sean Penn talking and giving interviews. I picture his I Am Sam character. I just can't get that one out of my mind. Every time I see Sean Penn, it's I Am Sam.
Yeah. Did you cry at the end of that movie, Tyson? Sorry,
I don't think so.
Did you cry at the end of that movie?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I just remember seeing him in like five movies after. Still the I Am Sam guy.
Yes, he still has him. So, Adam, yes. Then are you like just an El Chapo fanboy? It seems like that you're really into his whole backstory.
I was just reading an article on the New York, the backstory about El Chapo, and trying to give the viewers a bit of a foresight into that. But I found it really odd that why is Sean Penn, of all people, in Mexico interviewing El Chapo? Why is he not, you know, giving a Cecil B. DeMille award to Denzel? You know, like what brought Sean Penn to Mexico? That's what I want to know.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Team America?
I'm aware of Team America, yes.
Okay. Well, there's a part where all these politically minded celebrities all go to North Korea for some like ball, and Sean Penn celebrities that thinks that his political opinions are far superior to the general public, and as such acts upon them. So I feel like he thought he was doing the world a huge service by having himself do the interview. Like, we should be so grateful to him for enlightening us.
Well, yeah, I think also from what I understand about El Chapo, like he has like a like an obsession with like Hollywood type stuff.
Oh,
yeah, with I Am Sam. So I think that for him, like there's like an actress that he's like really obsessed with that's on a show, and so I think also he's probably like really excited to meet Sean Penn. He's kind of a like a bit of a celebrity lover. Like he's really like is really gets off on like hanging out with celebrities.
Well, it's like Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman, right? It's like Kim Jong-un. Yes. Yeah, you know, it's that.
Yeah, so then on top of that, also that Sean Penn could be in some hot water also, because if they find out that Sean Penn somehow aided or helped El Chapo in any way, that Sean Penn could end up in trouble. Tyson,
yeah, I feel like it
like
was,
this wasn't like that Sean Penn was wearing a wire and trying to get El Chapo busted.
Yeah,
I feel but like celebrities never really go to jail, though, do they, Rob? Like, if you know, what are they going to do to him? Like, slap on the wrist, $10,000 fine? Like,
Jared from Subway.
Yeah.
Is he a celebrity? I mean, come on.
In America, yes. He is. The most popular fast food chain in the world, Adam.
I prefer McDonald's personally. Yeah. But
well, although prefer, is Sean Penn safer? If El Chapo is mad at Sean Penn, is he safer in jail or out of jail?
Neither, because Chapo's got people on the inside and the outside.
Yeah, Chapo's escaped from jail. We don't like what could conceivably happen here is they lock him up, he gets right back out again and pulls a Houdini on the rest of the world, and then Sean Penn has to go back out and find El Chapo again and get another interview for Rolling Stone.
Oh, this is great. This is like the plot of a movie already. So El Chapo escapes, and now Sean Penn, he's the only person that can find him. So now the FBI needs Sean Penn to solve the case of where is El Chapo. Is the FBI is looking for him, or the Mexican government is looking for him?
I believe the Mexican government are looking for him at this point.
So the Mexican government brings in Sean Penn because he's the only person who can find El Chapo.
Yeah. I have a
this is a great movie.
I have a certain set of skills.
Who would play Sean Penn in an El Chapo movie? Who would play Sean Penn in an El Chapo movie, do you think?
I think he plays himself. I think it's a documentary. Yeah,
as the I Am Sam character.
Finding El Chapo.
Or making an El Chapo guy instead of making a murderer. That didn't roll off the tongue, but you get the point.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, anything else going on?
I just wanted to say that there is also a watermelon emoji. It's half turned on its side, but it's not anything phallic, so people don't use it.
What are your top three favorite fruit emojis?
Well, there's no strawberry emoji, and I'm not going to be...
What's the big three?
The big three emojis?
There's really not a strawberry emoji?
I don't believe that there is, no. I checked on my phone before. I did some research before I came on to be prepared for this. But I like the winky face emoji because it's flirty. Which you always want, and I like the pee face emoji because I like to make a lot of jokes, and I like
pee face,
the tongue out.
Oh,
sorry, I call it the pee face because when you type it out, you put a P on it.
I
thought that was something else.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. And then the other emoji I like is the love emoji because I've got a lot of love to give for people. A lot of appreciation.
The heart?
Yeah, the heart emoji. Like, okay. Yeah. A lot of that.
Got it.
All right. Well, Adam, thank you so much for the call. Okay.
No worries. Thanks, guys, and all the best. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.
Okay. Right. Thanks, bye. Adam. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. Boom. There you go, Tyson.
Okay. Emojis 101 and Sean Penn.
Any other news stories you want to make sure we cover today?
Well, no, we didn't cover that are on our list. And I think I'm good. I mean, Justin Bieber was thrown out of a historic Mayan site in Mexico after taking off his pants and climbing on the protected ruins.
Yeah, why? Tyson, you've been to a lot of different historical ruins. Would you want to have your pants off for any of that stuff?
Well, not necessarily, but it probably in Mexico is really hot, I would assume. And so that's a thing. But also, you know, climbing on the ruins and stuff, I'm sure it's probably funny in the moment or something to that person. But the problem is when you do that, you ruin it for everybody else because now they have to build barriers over the ruins so that people can't physically do that. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
Places where you can get really close to things, but as people break the rules and destroy things that are thousands of years old, they start building up barriers between you and them, and then the experience is lessened for all.
So I think what they should do, tell me if you think this is too out there, cover the Mayan ruins in itching powder. Okay. So then if you go on there and you're naked, then you'll start to get a horrible itch in places that you don't want to itch. And then that'll keep all of the naked Biebers off of the ruins from being naked.
Yeah, I feel like naked Bieber.
People climbing on them. So you're in?
Well, I think Bieber probably already itches. So I don't know if the itching
powder. He wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
Tyson, have you followed the saga of this Martin Shkreli guy?
No, who is he?
He's the guy that he was the person that like he had like a patent for, he bought like the rights to like some AIDS drug that was like $10 and then he made it cost like thousands of dollars.
Okay. I remember
and then so that guy is on Blab too now.
Oh, wow. Is everybody,
he just goes on.
He's just raising prices again, probably.
He's getting in trouble with the government on all insider trading stuff and like it. And he was doing like Google Hangouts for like 4 or 5 hours a day. But now he too is on Blab.
Wow. Well, it's an open forum, you know, freedom of speech, right?
Yeah. So you can follow him as well on Blab in addition to News AF.
Okay. But I feel like everything we would have to say would be more important than what he has to say.
Yeah, you know, he has like the only copy of like the Wu-Tang latest album and he like trolls people. Yeah,
that like how much did they sell it for? $4,000 or something.
He bought it and then he won't even listen to it. He just like trolls people. He's
Are
like
for real?
The Wu-Tang album. Yeah,
he won't even listen to it.
He's like I'll never even listen to it and I have the only copy.
I remember when they sold that. I don't know why they did that, but that's sad.
All right, well, Tyson, you should call into one of his blabs and tell him to play it.
Or to just let us listen to the first song or something.
Something like that. It would be huge for Blab and for News AF, I think, if you could get him to play it.
Yeah, it's true. But it does make me wonder is maybe the Wu-Tang was like, okay, there's only going to be one of these albums, and they churned out like pure shit in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And we're like, the joke's going to be on this guy, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Tyson, what's the hashtag today?
Hashtag is Dr. Dread, Del Chapo, I am Sean. There's a lot of good hashtags. Making an El Chapo.
No, it's not making an El Chapo. It's not the hashtag for today.
Let's see. Do you have a good one?
Let's see.
You're usually
well, we talked about being Hef's landlord.
Yeah.
We talked about the vasectomy switch.
Yep. How about belly button knob?
Belly button knob? Okay, sure. That sounds as good as anything.
Yeah.
All right. Tyson, do you want to have a read off the 5-star review of the week?
Yep, I got it. You ready?
All right. Here we go. Of course, you could leave us a review at newsaf.news.
We'll read this one because Danny's not here.
Okay.
Best source for the news, 5-star by DMKill0398. This is the best source for the news you are very interested in, but are afraid to admit it. Rob Tyson and the other guy are extremely entertaining and make my workday fly by.
I love it. I say Rob Tyson and the other guy as a backup hashtag also.
Okay, we could actually use that as the hashtag. That's pretty good.
Rob Tyson and the other guy. All right, so that's going to do it for News AF for this week. We'll be back next Monday again at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific to talk about all of the breaking News AF stories of the week. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting this all together because he's doing the Lord's work. A lot of work to put this show together.
Yeah, and God would want him to do it.
Yes. All right. So everybody, have a good one. We'll be back again soon. Take care, everybody.
Adios. Bye.